folk said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll.
And welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday, day after Election Day morning. Still sifting through the results. A lot of uncertainty out there with the presidential race. But one thing we know, we feel pretty good about that we can tell you, for the most part, everything's settled here in the state of Alabama. So to talk about that, joining us now from the Alabama Republican Party, grateful she could make time for us this morning, Chairwoman Terry Leith. And Chairwoman, how are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic. A little tired. You know, it reminds me of Christmas time, Jeff. A lot of preparation, a lot of planning, a lot of spent the money, a lot of time trying to get everybody what they need, open the presents and go, whew, kind of, you know, that kind of election hangover, Christmas hangover that we have. But a good day in the state of Alabama. In fact, I was told last night that we flipped 10 or 11 Democrat seats to Republican in some county races that we didn't see coming. And so that's just the strength of the Republican voters that showed up in our state. I mean, I stood in line an hour at my precinct to vote. I've never stayed longer than 10 minutes. And so everyone was in a good mood about it. No one seemed to be mad or complaining. And I don't know, people just felt like it was their duty, and they were very engaged in our state. So we couldn't be happier. We've got a new U.S. Senator elect. I'm coming up with Coach Tuberville. I was at breakfast with him this morning, and he's ready to roll.
Yeah, how about that? Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville. It's going to take some getting used to, and then eventually Senator Tommy Tuberville. But really, looking at Alabama, if you kind of quarantine it off from everything else, we had a red wave in Alabama. You know, I had to wait 2 hours, about an hour and 45 minutes in Daphne at my polling location once it was all said and done. And clearly those people were there, I think, to you know, they knew Alabama was going to go for Trump, but they were there just that was part of them, I guess, casting or their protest, sort of the status quo. But anyway, like you were saying, you look at that statewide, and it pushed a lot of Republicans, like you said, that you weren't expecting over the finish line. So in that regard, I guess Trump had coattails within the state of Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what are we looking at right now? About 64, 65% for him. I think he surpassed his number in 2016. And we've been the number one highest approval rated state for the president. In fact, the 4th Congressional District, which is Congressman Adderholt's district, in 2016 was the highest percentage voting for the president in the nation. And then Winston County in the 4th Congressional District of Alabama with the highest voting percentage president for the nation, I think at 89% in that county. And so I'm going to be anxious to see if they held that record across the nation or added to it. But I think at least Alabama's in play for maybe the strongest Trump state for sure. So, look, we're a conservative state. I've said this from day one with since December 12, 2017, which was the day of the Doug Jones election. I said, we haven't changed. There was a perfect storm maybe for him, but I've always said going on 3 years was the perfect storm for us. And you cannot vote like you're a senator from California and think you're going to keep your spot in Alabama. I mean, you just can't, and he didn't, and that was his decision to make, and he certainly made it. And what gets me, and I was talking to some people this morning, John, says, we don't understand why they don't understand that. I mean, it seems very clear to us. If the majority of people would want you to vote XYZ, then you better vote XYZ or you're going to be OUT.
Well,
and he just never seemed to get that. So he played in both sides. He played in the Schumer side. He came back and tried to be I'm a moderate guy. And, you know, the voting records matter, and it mattered. And Coach Tuberville just, man, I told him it was like a whooping, as we would say in our state, back behind the barn whooping.
Well, 20 points, right? So I that that is that's significant. We were talking in 2017 and all this talk about maybe where Democrats were making strides. Even with the new leadership in the Democratic Party, it didn't seem to be a positive step, but it seemed to be certainly, even though Republicans are very strong in Alabama, a very positive step for the Republican Party last night.
Well, it really was. And again, that's the voters. It's not me as a state chairman or a committee or it's a combination of things getting our message out. This is about what the voters of Alabama believe. And we heard them loud and clear once again. And we, I want all our elected officials, and Republicans in particular, to remember that you serve at the leisure of the voters. They are the shareholders of our state. They pay the bills. And I mean, I'm very adamant about that. I'm a very customer friendly oriented state chair. And I know who, butters, our bread, and it's the voters. And so as long as we stay on that path, stay on the party platform of principles and our values, conservative state, we'll be fine. Doesn't mean we always agree on every single thing, but that's okay. We work through them. But I'll tell you what people agreed on yesterday in the state of Alabama. They agreed that there's going to be a coach/senator. I'm going to let him figure out how he wants or what to be called. I don't think he's going to give up that coach title very easily. I think that's near and dear to him, but he's going to be in a new world. He'll be up there with our senior. It's very solid statesman, very well respected around the nation, Richard Shelby, and he's in good hands. And all this chatter about, well, he's not qualified. I'm like, the founding fathers, you could have made a case they weren't. They were farmers and teachers and businessmen and attorneys and doctors, and yeah, he's going to be great. He's going to be fine as long as he votes with the values of the Alabama people. He's going to be super. I always thought that was a straw man, chatter with the Democrats. That was just to peel away people. And apparently the Alabama people didn't buy it either.
Well, I'll tell you what, the one thing about Coach Tuberville, it looks like to me, is we heard a lot of talk that, Madison County, Mobile County, they are going to go for Jones. And guess what? Didn't happen. Tuberville, just maybe by a thinner margin than we'd hope up at Huntsville. But down here in Mobile, it held. It was just where we kind of expected Democrats to do well in the Black Belt counties, Montgomery, Birmingham.
It held. You're
Jones,
right.
It
held in Mobile. Yeah, it held in Huntsville. Look, and I think those were places that now Senator Jones put a lot of resources and people, and I think the Alabama Democratic Party was trying to help him some. I get that. That's what you're supposed to do. And you throw everything at it you can. You try to do your best. So I respect that. But at the end of the day, again, it goes back to what are the voters in that area say, and Coach won Mobile and Madison. So, that's what we want to see. And if we had a good ground game, I'm real proud of the Alabama Republican Party, the county party. We all worked with Coach Tuberville's team. We were at a disadvantage in a way. We didn't have a nominee till July the 14th. It's not that long ago, really, if you look at it. And so Doug Jones had, a three-year jump on us there, and that's fine, but I'm just real proud of what we all accomplished. I'm very grateful for our voters who showed up. I'm grateful for the polling officials. That was a long, hard day on them, and Secretary of State's office did a great job, and we just honestly, reports from the state party yesterday from our legal team is we had very few problems. So that's a good system. That's a good process.
Further down ballot, looking at these congressional races, certainly big margins for Jerry Carl and Barry Moore in their respective congressional districts.
Yes, and so there again, you have that first congressional district with Jerry Carl, and that's down in the Mobile Bowl in the Gulf Coast area, and then in the Wiregrass, it's just so conservative, good farmers, good rural folks there, just turned out in droves and elected Barry Moore. Again, two fine conservatives. They're going to do great in the U.S. House. They've already got some great statesmen there on the team of a total of six now, and they're in good hands. And look, they're not going to blink. They're very solid in their beliefs. They understand what they need to do for the people, and those are folks I will never worry about. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe not so surprising, but certainly a show of strength was just by how much they won by. You had to think they were favorites going into this, but maybe they outperformed even expectations.
I agree with that. They do, and I'll tell you something else that outperformed. I think we flipped 10 to 11 is what I'm hearing. I've got to get the exact data. Democrat to Republican county seats around the state. You know, I honestly didn't see that coming. But the strength of the Republicans that turned out in the state just absolutely planted a flag and said, we are not, you know, progressive left folks. We're middle of the road, center right, conservative people. Hear us. And so I think that message was loud and clear yesterday, to be quite honest with you. So, listen, we had an army of volunteers out there. This is not an accident. I mean, everyone was working hard. Someone said, why do you have to worry about it? You're such a red state. I said, complacency can be the worst enemy in the world if you think about it. I don't need to go vote. And from what I saw yesterday, Jeff, people were moving mountains to go vote and helping their seniors and their grandparents. And it was, you know, it's just very humbling, really, when you get right down to it.
Well, is it? I guess if we had, you know, what complacency can do, and I'm not saying that necessarily this was what was going on, but right next door to the east, Georgia up for grabs still here at 9:46 Central Standard Time, you know, and I mean, what not long ago Georgia and Alabama were kind of mirror images of one another. You're watching what's going on across the state line. Does that make you a little cautious?
Queasy. Cautious is always a good word. I think that's, again, a state you should never take for granted. You're right. We it has been red for a long time. I think it stays in that column, quite honestly. But it was a big turnout for sure for the Democrats. But I do think, at the end of the day, I think the president wins Georgia.
Yeah, well, because if I guess that leads us to our next point. The presidential race still up, not asking for a prediction or who knows what's going to happen from here, but much closer than what we were told by our friends in the media, it seems, for sure, though.
Yeah, I think there's a real good case to be made, regardless of which way it falls, that the media, national media, the pollsters, the pundits, the social media gurus got it wrong. You know, they really did with their numbers in so many states. And it's another lesson for everyone. Yeah. Look, I don't know they're not listening to us. They put their thumb on the scale. As far as I'm concerned, the national media is trying to drive the getaway car for the Democratic Party across this nation. Someone proved me wrong, but the fact of the matter is they just openly, blatantly are doing these things. There was not a blue wave yesterday. I'm going to just make that quite clear. There was not a blue wave. In fact, the U.S. House of Representatives, last I saw, we picked up four seats. We have more Republican women and minorities that won yesterday for the U.S. House of Representatives than ever. And I hear House Democrats are furious, because they thought they were just, you know, they spent like $100-120 million more dollars than our folks did. And they thought they were just going to slay yesterday. And the Republicans picked up four House seats as of today. And we feel, you know, it looks like we're going to hold the Senate. So that way, if there is a Biden White House, we're going to stop that nonsense of packing the courts and the tax increases and the Green New Deal. So all this plays, I know it gets kind of loud and people get a little tired of it, but boy, is it important. Because these things aren't just on television or radio. They trickle into your home and your businesses. And there are, it just got everything we touch today, Jeff, everything we come in contact with somehow has a government bureaucracy around it, taxes or regulations. We go about our life, we do the best we can, but this stuff's important, and I hope people remember that every single election. It matters.
Well, and I know that Senate seat you just mentioned, the Senate firewall, picking up that Senate seat, Alabama really delivered it a big way for the GOP by getting that Senate seat back, it seems. Chairwoman, folks want to find out more about the Alabama Republican Party. 22 is right around the corner. I know we haven't closed the books on 20 yet, but people still want to get involved. They'll feel a little motivated this morning because of the outcome of the election. Tell them where to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Thank you. Go to algop.org, algop.org, and follow us on all our social media. We push out a lot of information, and I don't know whether to thank you for reminding me of 2022, Jeff, or get mad at you. So just give me a few days to catch our breath, and we'll be ready to go again.
Chairwoman, as always, thanks for making time for us. We'll do it again real soon.
My pleasure.
That was Alabama Republican Party Chairwoman Terry Lathan here on the program. We're going to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.